From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
Welcome to another show. Well, your 1980s home called and it needs a makeover. Well, thank you very much. As soon as possible, okay? That's all very well, but where do I get the money from? Well, let's ask Bank of America executive Michelle McClellan as she discusses home renovations that make sense and how you can fit them into your budget. Welcome to Michelle McClellan, who is the Senior Product Management Executive at Bank of America. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here today, Mark.
You're most welcome. You know, Michelle, nearly 80% of homes in the U.S. are at least 20 years old, according to the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University, and some much older than that. Aging homes, I guess, means many homeowners either want to bring their homes up to date or they need to replace well-worn parts of their homes. So what are they doing, Michelle, these days?
Yeah, so as you can see, 80%, that means just about everybody you know has an older home. The other thing we're seeing, Mark, is that a lot of clients these days aren't moving around as much as they used to. So they're staying in their homes longer, even from just 10 years ago. And so if you love where you live and you like your neighborhood, but you might not necessarily love everything about your house, or in the case of a really old home, you've got to go ahead and make repairs before your house falls apart. So it's really important that you keep things fresh, not just for resale value, but just for your own quality of life.
Well,
so
I guess, yeah.
That's what we want to...
When you look at it, I mean, fashion or home design, it doesn't matter, you know, lifestyle. We've all made trendy choices that make us look back and cringe, doesn't it? A wood paneling may have been on trend in the 70s, but today it makes a room look dull and dated. Have you still got a Tuscan-inspired kitchen? It's overdue for a refresher. These are the sorts of things, right?
Exactly.
Well, for the big items, a trusty credit card isn't necessarily a financial savvy choice. So here's what I want to ask you. Why would it be a good time to renovate your home, do you think, right now? And what's driving today's homeowners to make the changes?
Yeah, so one, it's a great time right now because interest rates are low. And you can borrow at rates under 5% right now for a home equity line of credit. So very cost effective and affordable way to go. And like you said, there's a need to do it because homes are getting older, things need repairs. In some cases, especially out on the West Coast, a lot of clients are putting in solar panels and just looking at the environment and energy efficient ways to make updates, but also save some money in your monthly expenses.
Well, there are various ways, aren't there, to fund home renovation projects. Am I right on that?
You are right on that. And there's more beneficial ways than others. So many customers run into an emergency or a situation where they're not necessarily prepared to make a big purchase and end up having to put that on their credit card. And that's not the best way to do it if you've got a major renovation. If you've got something small, like you just want to replace the carpet or you want to paint, then a credit card makes sense. But what we're seeing is clients that are looking to put $25,000 or more into renovations, sometimes $100,000 and even higher, depending on what you're looking to do. And so for that, you really need to have a better plan of attack for how you're going to finance that. And that's where we come in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds like a lot of money. And there's the old saying, of course, that, you know, you can't overdo it. You'll never get it back. But you just don't know. I mean, what's behind the mystery of HELOCs? H-E-L-O-C. And what projects, what can you use them for, Michelle?
Yeah, so just having an acronym makes it mysterious to begin with. HELOC sounds very
spooky.
Sounds very scary, but essentially, in a nutshell, it's like having a second mortgage on your house, or in some cases for people who've paid it off, it's a new one, but it doesn't act like a mortgage. It gives you a lot more flexibility. So let me explain. the difference between a standard mortgage and a home equity line. So let's say you're going to make, Mark, do you have a house that you want to spruce up and you're thinking about different things? So you've built up some equity. You've been in the home for a while and your home's increased in value and you've paid down your mortgage. And so first of all, we allow you to borrow up to 85% of the value of your home. So depending on where your first mortgage is, that can be, you know, a lot of money. But we start at $25,000. So let's say you have, you want to put $50,000 into a line of credit and you go to the bank. The first thing is there's no fees, there's no application costs, there's no closing costs, none of those things you have with a mortgage. So it's very convenient because you don't pay any money to get one in the first place. Once you get one and we give it to you, you have that for 10 years to use. So if you don't use it, you don't pay any interest. You only pay interest on what you need and what you use.
Hmm.
So let's say you get it in place tomorrow, but you're not meeting with the contractor till, let's say, after the holidays, and you're not really exactly sure what your budget is. You can at least meet with the contractor with the peace of mind that you've already got this $50,000 financing secured. And so if you end up only spending $20,000, then you just write a check for the $20,000, and then you just borrow against the $20,000. But you've still got that other $30,000 available if you have another expense or another project down the road, or you want to fund your kids' college or some other use for the money. So once we give it to you, you can really use it however you want, and you only pay for it when you use it. So that's what makes it really popular and I think a good alternative to something like a mortgage.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly good. Let me understand it. If you gave me $50,000, it sits there in my account until I need to use it. Then I decide to put a back room on or another veranda or something else, and the contractor has told me it's going to be $20,000. So I say, okay, I've already got the money, and that's good because you can already prove it. You could show it if necessarily, and that makes the contractor feel good that he's going to get paid. But I then use the $20,000 to pay the contractor, the job's done, I'm happy, and he's probably taken 50% down up front, whatever, but I pay the balance or the full money. Now that I've done that, now the interest starts on that particular amount of money. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But not on the remaining $30,000.
Not on the full 50, right? So you're just drawing against the line of credit. Just like when you have a credit card that has a $10,000 limit on it.
But okay,
if you carry a balance, you're only paying for what's on there. You're not paying for the full.
Well, that's a great idea. That's how it works. And have you got any feedback at all from people in reference to paying contractors? Are they happy with this deal?
Yeah, I mean, a contractor just wants to get paid, right? So they're going to get paid as soon as the job's done. And so they like to know that the client has the means available. Our clients love this because let's say you took the 20, right? And you made your repairs. Mm-hmm. Well, you can continue to use it. You can pay down however you want. So if you got a bonus or you had a little extra cash one month, you can just pay it down however you want and however makes you most comfortable. Let's say you say, I got to get rid of this thing in 3 years, meaning the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You just work a way to do that, but you still have it available to you to use up to 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the 10 years pass, Mark, then if there's any money, any balance remaining that you still owe, then it flips to a 20-year loan.
Okay.
So you've really got 30 years to finance that, but again, very flexible, different than a mortgage where you're taking it all out at once.
I guess I'd be asking too much for the remaining 30 to be earning interest for me, right? All right, now let me ask you this. Relevant research from the Bank of America Home Buyer Insights Report. On my research, it shows that knowing the look and feel of a home isn't permanent. 78% of home buyers plan to update or renovate their home. 8% say they plan to gut it. And 1/3 of homeowners say that they pursued a new hobby or an interest, including interior design, remodeling, when they became a homeowner. And there's other research too, right, that you might like to share.
Yeah, so what we do find is even if you're a first-time home buyer, you get into your home and then inevitably you want to start making changes. So whether you've been in the home a long time or you've got an older home or you're a new homeowner, clients are always looking to make some improvements to their home or do some new things. What we find is that, let's say you put on a new kitchen or you put in this one of these big backyard oasis and you add an outdoor kitchen and things, typically we find that homeowners will say, yeah, I took up gardening or I took up cooking. And so doing a renovation has a lot of value other than just the monetary value of maybe increasing, you know, the price of the home. It all also helps clients just improve their quality of life
lifestyle.
You know, enjoy the investment and the lifestyle that they've made.
Well, we work hard enough for it. I mean, if we're in a position in the place to be able to do it, why not? You know, I think what's the research from, is it House or Who's or the House and Home Study, the role of secured financing in U.S. home improvement in collaboration with the bank? Let's have a look at it. The line of credit, a typical homeowner using secured, the home equity line of credit, spent $32,000 in 2017 renovations, three times more than a renovator paying with cash. And the home equity lines of credit provide flexibility. These surveys said that they're most motivated to use a HELOC, which is what we've been talking about, by its ease of use. Some 39% like the idea. A low cost, 38%. The fact that it's quick funds, 30%. And tax deductions, of course. Yep. All the important tax deductions at 29%. That's interesting. So let's talk about some of the ways, Michelle, that homeowners who want or need to make improvements for their home can finance. What do they do? They just go along to a bank? Is there somebody special they need to speak to regarding this particular product that you've got?
Yeah, so we really recommend that you sit down and you speak to a lending professional because we want to look at your whole picture. And we want to make sure that we're putting you in the best solution for you. We want to look at your first mortgage, what rate that's at. We want to look at what you're looking to do and really help you make the best decision. So if you're a Bank of America client or if you're new to Bank of America, you really can come to us in a number of ways. So if you want to go into one of our financial centers in your area, you can walk in and talk to one of our lending specialists. If you prefer to do it by phone or online, you can certainly go on to bankofamerica.com, and in our product section, you'll find home equity. Or if you're really snazzy, you can pull out your smartphone right now, and you can just text 226-526, which stands for Bank AM, and just type in home equity or type in HELOC either way, and we'll automatically send you a link, and you can get started online. And it really only takes 10 minutes to fill out an application. So very quick, very convenient, whether you want to do it in person or do it in the convenience of your own home, make it easy for you.
Sounds good. Michelle McClellan, she's the product management, well, senior product management executive for First Mortgages and Home Equity Lending at the BOA, Bank of America. And in this particular role, she leads the strategy, development, and management of mortgage and home equity lending products. I love the old HELOC. Oh, I've got to wait till next Halloween and I'm going to get a HELOC outfit. All right,
I'll
Michelle.
I'll send you my Bank of America costume to go with it, Mark.
All righty then. Just pay me to do it. Hey, Michelle, lovely speaking with you again. And you're always interesting and always got something bright to tell us, so I appreciate it very much. Look, have a great day, and we'll talk to you another time, okay?
Thank you, Mark. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
Thanks, bye-bye. Michelle. Goodbye now.